855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features you'll find there. In fact, you can control the content of the site, add things to it, news articles, YouTube videos, fun stuff, whatever you find online. You submit the URL, other listeners vote, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. So we're going to give you a little bit of inside radio here tonight, a little peek behind the curtain of the business to explain to you how not to treat your customers. And what we're going to share with you is a series of emails, one particular email of interest, but a couple of different emails flew back and forth between the program director of WSPD. By the way, welcome to listeners of WSPD. You guys have been listening to Free Talk Live now for a few years on Saturday nights, and we're proud to announce that WSPD, which is a fairly popular Clear Channel talk radio station in Toledo, Ohio, is now taking Free Talk Live weeknights. Now, they are delay broadcasting the show, so those of you hearing this are hearing it a couple hours after we've spoken it, if you're in Toledo. But some Free Talk Live is better than no Free Talk Live, and we're glad that you're out there listening. If you're in Toledo or in any other market in which you're not hearing our show live, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, those are our live hours, you can always call during those hours. So you can call during the hours that we're live and then listen to yourself later on the air.
Oh, you can also download, if you want to, you know, if you do call in, you can go to freetalklive.com. We have the last 7 days worth of shows up there, so you can download the show.
And sure, but it's cooler to hear it on the radio, Mark.
Indeed,
in my opinion.
Indeed.
So we're on WSPD. The program director there, Brian Wilson, he hosts the Afternoon Drive show. And if you've ever read LouRockwell.com, you've probably seen Brian's articles, because not only is he a talk show host, but he is an author over at LouRockwell.com. He knows Lou Rockwell personally, you know, knows Ron Paul, Tom Woods. And it's his personal interactions with those folks is kind of what set this ball in motion that we're going to tell you about. Because Brian Wilson, being a Lou Rockwell blogger, someone who knows these guys, is obviously a liberty-minded dude. And so
hangs in the circles.
Yeah, exactly. And so in the evening hours over at WSPD in Toledo, late nights, like 10 to midnight, which is when we're currently on, he was airing a show called Mark Levin. Now, we've talked about Mark Levin in the past on this program. He's one of our competitors. Mark Levin is live basically the same hours that we are. I think he's live like 6 to 9.
I think
we're
that's
live
right,
7
yeah.
to 10. And so this Levin character, just to give you a little bit of background, he's, what, an attorney or something like that?
He certainly sounds like one.
Yeah.
Like a constitutional attorney or something.
And so this guy has kind of made a career in talk radio basically off the back of Sean Hannity. And what I mean by that is in the business, they have what they call a cram down. So, for instance, if Free Talk Live were to be the kind of company or whatever, we're not really a company, it's just you and I, Mark.
Right.
But if we were to be like this mega corporation that had, let's say LRN.FM was a major mega corporation and, anti-war radio was one of the other shows on there. And Free Talk Live is the most popular show on LRN.FM. So let's say we're going to bring a new radio station on and we told this radio station, well, we'll let you have Free Talk Live. You can have the most popular show on the network, but you've got to take this other guy over here, anti-war radio. Or in this case, it's Sean Hannity. And by the way, Anti-War Radio is a great show. I'm not trying to say anything bad about them.
This is what a cram down is.
Yeah, it's basically where you don't get the best show.
You want the number two show in the nation, Sean Hannity. That you're going to have to take this other show, which they then consequently have made one of the top 10 shows in America.
Right.
Simply
by
cramming it down people's throats.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't know how, maybe the show standalone would be awesome. It's just a business practice that program directors, as you can imagine, aren't that fond of.
He did not make it on his own. Mark Levin did not get to where he is because of the quality of his programming.
But that's not to say that he couldn't. It's just to say that he didn't.
I don't know. I've heard his show here and there a little bit, and I personally can't stand the guy.
Well,
his voice is
all about taste.
His voice is irritating to listen to, yeah. And he's also a shrill, screaming, foaming at the mouth, standard run of the mill conservative talker.
I think that he would probably
Rush Limbaugh clone
be accurate. Well, no, I don't think he's a Rush Limbaugh clone. Rush Limbaugh is very you know, he stays calm most of his show. He doesn't he doesn't get out of control or anything.
So maybe
like
he's
that.
More like a savage clone.
I think that he's probably most accurately described as a screamer. You know, back
Michael
in the,
Savage is a yeller, isn't he?
Yeah,
isn't he one of those
back
guys?
In the 90s, this was the way that talk radio was done, and you know, some still approach it that way.
So this guy did not make it on his own. He had a big mega corporation behind him, basically shoving his show down the throats of radio stations all across the country. And essentially what happened at WSPD was his contract had run out. And a lot of these corporate contracts are very, very ironclad.
Oh, yeah.
They're very difficult to get in and out of. And
Free Talk Lives is what, a page long?
Yeah, it is one. It's GCN, our network. Their contract is a page. It's very simple. It's very easy to end.
And if for whatever reason you can't abide by the terms in the contract, we'll certainly be flexible.
Right. What are we going to do? Sue somebody because they don't want to take the show? I mean, come on. So if you don't want our show, please don't take the show. That's all you have to do is just tell us. Let us do us the courtesy of letting us know.
That'd be nice.
That you're not going to take the show anymore. But you know, that's all I ask for. And even then, we still don't get that. Yeah. And that's just how it goes.
What are you going to do?
So their contract had expired. And the affiliate relations guy, I don't know why they didn't do it before the contract expired, but the affiliate relations, I guess they're big mega corporations, so they're just dropping the ball left and right. You know, the bigger the company, the more bureaucratic it becomes. And so their affiliate relations guy had emailed the program director, Brian, in this case, and, you know, oh, let's get a little bit, you know, let's extend the contract or whatever, da-da-da, you know, going through the motions just to try to kind of get it going again, because he'd been on for several years. And Brian wrote back as follows. He says, you will notice there is no agreement made or mentioned. In fact, in response to Mark Levin's outrageous diatribes, mis- and disinformation slanderously leveled at Ron Paul, Tom Woods, Lou Rockwell, personal and professional friends of mine, I will be exploring other programming options, that's Free Talk Live, effective immediately. You are welcome to share with Mark my early admiration for his focus on constitutional principles, their absence from, so he's complimenting him, their absence from most of what passes for governance and how that compelled me to add his show to the WSPD lineup originally. You may also share that while I hardly endorse live on-air debate discussions on virtually any subject, the verbal and written abuse that he heaped on these constitutional scholars who individually have done more throughout their careers to advance liberty and freedom than Mark ever will with his scorched earth, egomaniacal diatribes is not good radio programming or content on my station. Complaints from my listeners would tend to support that. I've been in this business 47 years on great radio stations like WABC, WMAL, let's list some more. I've even
got his pedigree.
Yep. I've even owned my own station. Despite being confined to Toledo, I know more than tiny market about radio and how it works. Despite his difficult voice quality, about which we spoke prior to him signing to WSPD, I admired his writing and his efforts on behalf of liberty. Now, it appears he has been overserved Rush Limbaugh's iced tea / Kool-Aid, and like Rush, thinks way more of himself than can be objectively sustained. If Mark ever gets a grip on his rational self or develops the class and courtesy to apologize to the three gentlemen mentioned above, I'll give him another listen. So that was Brian's goodbye notice to the network, letting them know that he was not going to be renewing the agreement for Mark Levin, and he would be going in a different direction, which thankfully is Free Talk Live. But here is what happened after this, because apparently the affiliate relations guy, who, you know, it's if you're an affiliate relations guy, it's your job to be able to handle situations like this. I do affiliate relations for Free Talk Live,
mm-hmm.
and I was blown away by what Mark Levin ended up writing back. But as an affiliate relations guy and the host of the show, when somebody tells me they don't want my show anymore, my response is, oh, darn. Well, I really appreciate being able to be on, and let me know if there's anything that I can do in the future to be of assistance. Maybe you'll change, you know, if you change directions in the future, we'll be here for you. And can I stay in touch with you? You know, that sort of thing.
It's Free Talk Live's policy is to provide excellent customer service.
Right. Sure. That's what I've always been about. And you know, there's no reason to burn a bridge. And even if someone were to, you know, a lot of times when somebody cancels Free Talk Live, it'll be like, oh, we're changing directions.
Yeah, most of the time. I mean, there certainly have been some content cancellations in the past, but most of the time it has to do with, you know, the change of direction of the station, usually a flip of a format. But sometimes, you know, for whatever reason, they want to take other talk programming.
I mean, Brian was pretty straight up with this guy about how he felt about his content and, you know, how that made him feel. And even if I'd received an email like that, I would have been like, wow, I'm sorry I upset you. It certainly wasn't my intention. Free Talk Live isn't right for all audiences. I would never do what Mark Levin did. And we'll share with you his email next. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. the charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super C Veg.
And with the Super C Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super C Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super C Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super C Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super C Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super C Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperCVeg.com. That's Super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-C-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super C Veg daily is eating right.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, and bring up anything you want. The number, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you'll find there. Again, freetalklive.com, lots of stuff there, including our bulletin board system. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. And like everything else on our website, the BBS is free to you. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there. Again, bbs.freetalklive.com.
Do you not have enough time in your day to read books anymore? Audiobooks are a great way to get in that reading that you want to do without carving time out of your day to sit down and read a book. Audible.com is a leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment. They've got all the categories of books that you'd want over there: business, classics, fiction, erotica, history, science fiction, everything that you would find in one of these big box bookstores. They've got more than 150,000 titles. And even if you do have time to sit down with a book and read, audiobooks are a great way to get in more reading that, you know, you can do, whether you're, you know, driving in your commute or taking the train or whatever, gardening, working out, whatever you do where you have some time to you know, your ears can be detached from what you're doing, you can do listen to audiobooks. And you can get a free download from audiblepodcast.com/FTL. It's a gift from Audible and Free Talk Live to you. audiblepodcast.com/FTL, that's FTLs and Free Talk Live, will allow you to get a free download of any of their titles, more than 150,000 from which to choose. Lots of great choices, audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
Now, of course, we'll take your phone calls about anything that you want, though we're right now talking about a little bit of radio drama. And I don't mean the produced type from way back in the day that used to, you know, they used to be like on-air on-air fiction. No, I mean like...
Only the shadow knows.
I mean behind-the-scenes drama, and giving you a little peek into what some of the radio syndication world is like. And it's filled with talk show hosts that have no idea how to handle customer service, and that's what we're about to share with you. These guys, you know, I guess they're talent for a reason, Mark, because they can't hack any other sort of job in the real world.
I wouldn't be able to say. Everybody should treat their customers well.
They should treat their customers well. And this is an example of how not to treat your customers. And we'll get to the email here, but just a quick recap for those of you just tuning in. We just got expanded on WSPB in Toledo, so welcome again to our listeners there in Toledo tonight. They're taking the show weeknights, so they used to take Saturdays, and the reason they're doing this is because they blew Mark Levin out the door. Mark Levin is one of our competitors, basically a handful of nighttime shows. We're one of them. Mark Levin's one of the bigger ones, and Michael Savage is the biggest. So I think Mark Levin's probably second to Michael Savage in the nighttime world. I don't know where we rank, but it's probably like number five or something like that. So they blew him out the door, and the program director, Brian Wilson, who's also a blogger over at Lou Rockwell, basically said, hey, I don't appreciate the libel that you've directed towards Ron Paul. I mean, basically saying that you've been lying. I mean, you've been lying about Ron Paul on the air, and, you know, maybe if you were to be willing to apologize to Ron and Lou Rockwell and these other guys, that he'd reconsider having him on his station. But the contract's run out, so it will not be being renewed. Goodbye, essentially, was the email. If you want the details, you can listen to the archive later, because I just read it in the last segment. But then, apparently, the affiliate relations guy forwarded Brian's email to Mark Levin, the show host, who was blown off the air, and Mark writes back the following screed. Dear Brian, I don't think, and I'm not going to read it in his voice. You do a pretty good impression of him, Mark. He's got a very squealy kind of high-pitched voice.
This is the era of the everyman on the radio, and Mark Levin doesn't have your standard old-fashioned radio talk show host.
I don't think I do either.
You've got a pretty deep voice. Mine, on the other hand, is pretty nasally. And so for me to stab at Mark Levin's voice,
his voice
is kind of, you know, somewhat disingenuous, yeah. Considering I'm the nasally guy on the voice on the show already.
I still am amused whenever you do it. So I'm just going to read this in my
normal
voice.
I'll get you, Batman.
Because it would be too annoying for me to do that voice throughout this entire email. Says, I don't think I have ever read a more unprofessional note from any program director. If you did not want to extend the show, you could have just canceled it.
Sometimes when you get upset, you tend to fly through and not double-check your email.
This,
your
by the
spelling.
Way, from again, right from Mark Levin's email address here. The fact that you are using your position as a program director and a host on a Clear Channel station to front for the Ron Paul campaign and his friends is a disgrace. So the suggestion there.
Why is it a disgrace to why is it a disgrace to front for Ron Paul on a Clear Channel station, but not a disgrace to front for any of these other people that are running.
Well, if you were a real talk show host, Mark, you would be fronting for Mitt Romney or Newt Gingrich or Rick Santorum.
Yeah, don't you remember Savage is for Romney, so therefore Levin is for one of the other
oh,
two.
Oh, is that
guys.
Right? I didn't know that.
Don't you remember the whole thing that Savage offered Newt $1 million to get out of the race so that therefore Romney would be the front runner guy?
I see. I didn't realize that meant Levin took a position on Newt or I don't know that it means politics necessarily,
but yeah.
As you are undoubtedly aware, continues Levin, he says, Lou Rockwell was the editor of the Ron Paul letter, which is not true. If I'm not mistaken, didn't you reveal who the real guy was behind?
Well, not the author. I think that Lou Rockwell was, had some editor title. Yeah.
Oh, so Lou Rockwell was involved? I had heard that Lou Rockwell wasn't involved.
Maybe
with
at the time.
That
is something that I have heard. I can't, if you've heard something to the contrary, that's just what I've heard.
Okay.
You know, I haven't dug down into this. He is not the author of the one thing that people can say about Ron Paul, which is, let's complain about something he didn't write.
They were
but
full
was in
of
some way attached to.
Racist and anti-Semitic diatribes. His website is full of hateful and vile attacks against me and my religion. I don't know what his religion is, do you?
Levin sounds. Yeah. I guess he's Jewish, but then again, I'm ethnically Jewish myself. What I've never heard his website say anything.
Rockwell?
Yeah. I've.
In fact, he's such an extremist that he has written about and posted attack pieces. Excuse me, this is bad, just another unclear sentence. He has written about and posted piece attacking Ronald Reagan, William Buckley, Clarence Thomas, Antonin Scalia, Thomas Sowell, and on. But
these Republicans deviated from the small government standpoint, and yeah, they're going to get scolded for that.
But you know all of this, don't you, Brian? After all, Rockwell is a friend, as you say. I could go on, but the fact is, you know all about these folks. But when I and my religion are attacked by these people, I respond. Maybe he means by his religion, he means, like, the religion of the state. I don't know. I also don't appreciate you lecturing me about what I have done in my career over the last 40 years for the cause of liberty, whether serving Reagan, litigating against Obama policies in the Supreme Court, writing best-selling books on liberty and conservatism, and, of course, my radio program. Your personal
But just
attacks.
Because you write liberty on the front of your book doesn't mean that it's about liberty.
Right. Your personal attacks about my career and my voice are outrageous! I also think your attack on Rush, who helps pay your salary and is the anchor of your company by belittling his work and audience, is mind-boggling. Perhaps you should consider leaving your job as program director and host in Toledo and joining the Paul campaign full-time rather than abusing your positions as you are. I have been on WSPD since September of 2006. Interesting that only now, during this phase of the Paul campaign, I don't meet your standards. Well, your contract expired, dude. I have asked Darian, my affiliate relations manager, to send you a cancellation notice, given what you have written. But the show was already canceled because his agreement had expired. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 855-453. One more email to share. Just Brian's response to Mark in moments.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled B-I-O-M-A-T-S. www.ATS.com or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a biomat.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 855-453. That's the safest CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have there. Again, freetalklive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners is one of them. The dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will take you to it. And then if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com.
Justice has become very expensive. Juris Dictionary is a course to bring justice back down to the average person's level. It's for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. You need to know how to motion the judge to get evidence, how to make objections, the grounds upon which to make objections. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters. In state or federal courts, it costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. Till you know the information contained in jurisdictionary.com, you're fighting in the dark. They've got all kinds of free tools for you at jurisdictionary.com. They've got free legal flowcharts, weekly tips and tactics newsletters, legal dictionary, videos to watch. Of course, when you buy the course at jurisdictionary.com, remember to use the pull-down menu, and when you check out, let them know you heard it from Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so our number here is 855-450-FREE. Giving you a little inside peek into the behind-the-scenes workings of the radio business, specifically talk radio syndication business, where talk show hosts are typically not business people. They're not people that handle their own affiliate relations, and affiliate relations is industry lingo for the guys that call the radio stations and get the shows on the air, basically.
Yeah, that's what you do during the day.
That's what I love doing it. It's so much fun to call these guys.
Well, one of the reasons that Free Talk Live has been successful up to this point is it's essentially a two-person operation. We don't have a big, giant glass-covered building full of secretaries and sales managers and janitors and all the other things that are out there. It's two people. My wife does a little bit of the bookkeeping.
Don't have any New York City real estate to pay rent on.
That's correct.
Or L.A. or any of that stuff. So
it's a true grassroots program.
It really is. And we've grown it from one affiliate to over 100. And it's all based. Most all of those affiliates have come on board because I've been the one who's been calling on them and talking to them. And if I ever treated any one of those guys like Mark Levin treated the program director of WSPD, Brian Wilson, who's also a LouRockwell.com blogger,
I would think it would get around.
Yeah, it wouldn't go so well. And this is going to get around, by the way. Not only are we going to talk about it on the air, but I'll also send this news out to my industry list probably later tonight or tomorrow to inform over 700 program directors and decision makers in the business about just exactly how not to do affiliate relations. So, I don't know what Mark Levin was thinking, but I don't know if he was thinking at all when he got the email from his affiliate relations department informing him that WSPD would be canceling his show or was no longer renewing his program and replacing it with Free Talk Live. They didn't say Free Talk Live in the cancellation, but that's we're on weeknights now because they got rid of Mark Levin in Toledo on WSPD. And again, welcome to our new listeners there. But he apparently hit the reply button and shot off a very angry screed towards the program director in this particular case.
This is frankly good advice to anybody out there when it comes to customer service and you know being writing an email when you're upset.
Generally a bad idea.
Take a deep breath.
I've done it before, but never on the never to a radio station. Like I've written an email while I'm upset to someone I knew, and that was a mistake. And in this case, it's a mistake, too.
You're upset, you need to take a walk.
Because, you know, you don't want to burn a bridge. Things can change in the future. It's the radio business. Formats change. You add an FM station. All of a sudden, your audience is younger. You know, Free Talk Live isn't right for everybody. We've had stations come and go over the years. Thankfully, more have come than have gone. But sometimes a station will write to me and they'll say, you know, it just didn't work for our audience. Our audience is too old for you. Like, oh, well, you know, that's too bad. We would have liked to have gotten you a younger audience, but I understand it's
or
not
some
right
local politician, you know, owns part of the station and, you know, well, they don't like the way you talk about politicians
Yeah, or the general manager got a hair up his butt about not liking you and the program director liked you, but the GM didn't like you, so he blew you out the, you know, blew you out the door. Whatever. You know, it doesn't matter what the reasons are. I'm going to treat everybody with respect. I'm going to appreciate them for taking the show for as long as they took it. And thank them for the opportunity and let them know that I'll be there for them if they change their mind. Mark Levin, on the other hand, writes a several paragraph screed attacking Brian Wilson, the program director, and basically suggesting that he quit the job as program director and join the Ron Paul campaign full-time rather than abusing your positions as you are. Because the underlying suggestion in his email is that Brian Wilson, as a talk show host, has an obligation to join together in locked arms with the rest of the talk show host community and to reject this Ron Paul character. He needs to be on the air talking out against him.
It really is the suggestion because, you know, are you telling me that other talk show hosts out there aren't making endorsements as to whether or not it's Romney or Santorum or Gingrich? I mean, really? So the fact that that Ryan Wilson likes Ron Paul makes him, you know, he's unorthodox?
So Wilson writes back, and by the way, Mark Levin was carbon copying like the senior vice president of Clear Channel on this to try to like take it up the chain. We'll show Brian Wilson. I will show him. I will contact the higher-ups. Apparently, Brian stole his job, so nothing has happened as a result of that. But, dear Mr. Levin, writes back Brian, who again is also the afternoon talk show host at WSPD. Thanks for taking.
Both of them have started off their letters with dear, and you know, you'd think that the tone of these, you wouldn't put dear.
Thanks for taking the time to write. Your missive confirms all my original misgivings about you, and then some. I'm only surprised you didn't type in all caps to better convey your kindergarten temper fit. If I didn't want to attend the show, wow, were you typing with both fists? Because he made a spelling error in his original email. FYI,
scalding.
Counselor, your contract had already... He was pretty nice in his original rejection email. He complimented him in a number of different ways.
He told him why.
During the rejection. Now, you're right, and now it's time for scalding. FYI, counselor, your contract had already expired, so you won't be needing to send that cancellation notice. As with your mis- and uninformed diatribes, due diligence is as absent in your intellectual courage to respond to your spurious comments comments about Tom Woods and the War Powers Act? Or have you rewritten the Constitution recently? As to your continuing efforts to libel Lou Rockwell, maybe you could become pen pals with LRC contributor David Gordon. I'll leave it up to you. I'll leave it up to your crack research team to determine Mr. Gordon's religious convictions. Again, his Levin's original attack suggested that Lou Rockwell was anti his religion, that his site is full of hatred towards his religion. And I think Brian is suggesting here that one of Lou Rockwell's contributors is a Jewish person, if that's the religion we're talking about here.
Yeah, well, it hasn't been made clear, but the fact is that libertarian thought, I mean, the foundations of modern libertarian thought were basically laid by people of, you know, Jewish descent.
In fact, I think it makes it clear here. Hateful attacks on me and my religion. And again, he's quoting Levin there. Seriously, says Brian, as a renowned practitioner of law, please cite specifics. How about a link or two? Meanwhile, would you care to read Lou's glowing articles on Murray Rothbard? Probably not. They would surgically remove the un from your uninformed.
Yeah, how about Friedrich Hayek? Yeah. I mean,
if extremist Lou Rockwell posted a piece attacking Tom Sowell, how do you explain Dr. Sowell's article archives at lourockwell.com? And then he links to all the articles written by Thomas Sowell at lourockwell.com. I know the answer. You wouldn't. Instead, you'd treat us as a typical Levin soprano concerto, packed with flaccid repartee and void of fact. No worries. Everyone here knows nothing.
Soprano concerto, is that a rip on the voice?
Yes. No worries. Everyone here knows nothing deters the great one, and he spells great, G-R-A-T-E. Because Mark Levin calls himself the great one. Mark Levin.
Okay, so likely somebody came up with the shtick in order to sell the show. I'm not sure that he came up with the great one or not, but, you know, everybody's got their thing. Pre-Talk Live is the talk radio's insurrection.
Yes, but the hubris of this man, I mean...
I don't know that it's his hubris. I mean, you know...
You have to have hubris to go around calling yourself the great one. I mean,
it certainly smacks of that.
Why don't you just walk around saying, I am Jesus Christ, or something? I mean,
I don't think a Jew would be very interested in that.
How much, or I am God, or whatever. I mean, how can, it's just incredible, some of these people. Clearly this guy has some serious issues. We'll come back with more on Brian Wilson's response to the great one, Mark Levin, 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves here and bring up what you want. 1-855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Fallen Angel Toys is a tasteful company for adult desire and fetish fantasy. Thousands of items. Vibrators, literature, blindfolds, lubes, and more. Great for bachelorette parties or serious lifestylers. We're a family-owned business with new specials every week, discreet packaging and shipping, and safe, secure checkout through PayPal. Use code FDL at checkout for 25% off your first time. No minimum purchase required. That's FallenAngelToys.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
For the airwaves, dial in toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
And want to invite you again to our website. You can go there and enjoy all the features for free. And keep in mind that even though it's a free website, it still costs us money to operate it. So we would like you to consider supporting the show financially via shopping with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find links to Amazon, different countries, by the way. So you don't just have to be in the U.S. to take advantage of this. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Click into the Amazon that's appropriate for you. And then it's your regular Amazon experience that you're used to. It's just that a portion of Amazon's profits will be shuffled over to Free Talk Live. It's that simple. You're getting the same great deals, the same great experience with great customer service and customer reviews that you're used to with Amazon. It's just that we're getting a portion because you took the time to go to shop.freetalklive.com to start your shopping there. Shop.freetalklive.com. So we've been sharing with you some inside radio stuff here, some behind the scenes that I'm sure Mark Levin would prefer not be shared. But then again, maybe he should have taken a deep breath and maybe waited a little while before sending this hateful email that he sent to the program director of WSPD in Toledo, which just this week has added Free Talk Live to weeknights, which we're very excited about and glad to have our Toledo listeners on board for weeknights now. And they took Mark Levin's show off the air, and they replaced him with us. And essentially what transpired was the program director wrote a note to the affiliate relations guy at Cumulus, the syndicate of Mark Levin, and let them know why he was discontinuing running Mark Levin's show. I thought, you know, while he was critical of Levin in the email...
You have to get specific. If you're going to provide good criticism, and criticism isn't a bad thing,
right.
You know, if you're going to provide good criticism, you need to be specific.
And he was. And he also gave compliments to Levin, but I think the affiliate relations department guy made a mistake in forwarding it to Mark Levin. You don't want to forward something like that to a hothead talk show host who is going to fly off the handle, which, you know, apparently he does on off the air what he does on the air.
I mean, I would think it would be very difficult for me to do a show where I am not me.
Right, right. So
I mean, this is 3 hours a night.
Well, we've heard rumors that Rush Limbaugh doesn't really believe some of the things he says. I don't know if it's true, but that's just what I've heard. So
I don't know.
I agree with you, Mark. I mean, I have to be true to myself. But so they forwarded this email, this cancellation email, to Levin. Levin then writes, hits the reply button and writes a response to Brian, Brian Wilson, who's a program director and afternoon show host over at WSPD. He's also a blogger over at LouRockwell.com, where he had basically accused LouRockwell.com of being anti his religion, which we presume means he's Jewish, because Brian wrote back and pointed out, oh, wait, here's articles on LouRockwell.com written by Jewish people. Here's LouRockwell.com talking about how great Murray Rothbard is, and so it's a bunch of nonsense what you're saying, Mark Levin, is essentially what Brian has responded to him on.
Wikipedia says that Mark R. Levin was born in Cheltenham Township in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, suburb of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, to a Jewish family.
There you go. So basically, Levin has nothing but anger behind him and misinformation, and that's one of the reasons why Brian took him off the air in the first place, was because he's getting on the air and spreading misinformation, either purposefully lying about Ron Paul and Lou Rockwell, or spreading lies about Ron Paul and Lou Rockwell, and Brian asked for an apology, and of course, he certainly didn't get that. So let's continue here with the remainder of Brian's email to the so-called Great One. And this is the term that Mark Levin uses to describe himself, and it's in all of his marketing material.
Before you go on, the people that support Ron, that are against Ron Paul's foreign policy, generally support him on domestic policy. But, you know, think about it for a second. Do you really believe that Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, or Rick Santorum is actually going to do anything to shrink the size of government from a domestic standpoint? Really?
Not.
I mean, really? You don't think it's just more of the same? Hey, by the way, more of the same means Ronald Reagan grew the government. And during his tenure, the government grew more than 60% under Ronald Reagan.
And this Levin guy worked for him or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Republicans and Democrats, it's all the same thing.
So, again, Brian Wilson will continue his response. He calls him the Great One, except spelling great, G-R-A-T-E. I think another reference to his voice and his vitriol. Says, no worries, everyone here knows nothing deters the Great One, which is sad knowing how desperate the Republic is for common sense, constitutional fealty, and reasoned response. Congratulations on your part in nurturing the collective ignorance via megalomania. Yes, when not mercifully preempted by sporting events, you have been on my station since 2006, failing to produce even a modicum of the ratings produced by a former county commissioner who had no prior radio experience either, but a sharp eye for liberty and freedom and a respectful ear for the opinion of callers who disagreed with her. Sadly, I never got the same performance from you. Rather than improve with age and experience, you became spoiled and rancid, unfortunately following the role model of others who started out exciting, compelling, and entertaining, only to swoon at the sound of their own voice or naked body. Blinded by the... I don't get that joke.
Well, Rush Limbaugh says to himself, I know these Democrats like I know every inch of my glorious naked body.
Oh, jeez.
You know,
with one hand tied behind my back.
You know, that is shtick, right? Like, that is hyperbolic shtick. So, I mean,
it's just ego.
He might be egotistical. I'm not saying that he's not. I couldn't say. I haven't had any time to really know the man. I've, you know, spoken to him briefly, but not enough to know the guy. But that is clearly hyperbolic shtick.
I understand that, Mark, but it is also very clearly egoism.
It's a joke. Anything, like, there's egotism all
through
radio.
I think some people take him seriously.
I'm sure they do, but they don't get the joke.
Blinded by the glare of their paychecks and taking the hysterical blathering of myrmidons as inspired hosannas. Along with them, you succumbed...
Just because nobody knows this, and I had to look it up myself to find out, myrmidons were one of these Greek city-states that would essentially go work for anybody. So, you know, it's a simile to, like, an automaton or a robot or something like that.
He says, along with them, you succumbed to the delusion of adequacy. It's true. You have your radio program, which he puts in quotes, about as successful as your litigation in the Supreme Court, also in quotes. But when your response to an objective programming decision based on vile, prejudice, uninformed content combined with 5 years of poor ratings performance is met with adolescent ad hominems, distortions, and incoherent scribblings, your screed has the intellectual depth of a damp sponge. As an obscure philosopher once wrote, quote, beware the lollipop of mediocrity. Lick it once, and you'll suck forever. Suck on, Mark. Suck on. God. And I say that with all due respect. From Brian Wilson.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Hey.
So, yeah. There you have it. That's why Mark Levin is no longer on WSPD weeknights.
Well, he wasn't on initially. This is why he shouldn't be doing customer service.
Yeah.
He wasn't on because, I guess the ratings didn't improve or whatever. I mean, ratings are what it's all about.
And you can be a shouting madman at nighttime and get ratings. I mean, if you look at Michael Savage, his show performs very well, unfortunately. People out there in America, a lot of them are very susceptible to this type of radio. Just, get on the radio and shout and get angry and, talk about hating on immigrants.
Call a few names.
Talk about hating on the Democrats and talk about hating on, who else? Hate the terrorists, hate the people in the Middle East, hate Muslims.
Everybody hates terrorists.
Hate Muslims, hate drug dealers, hate, anger, yelling. It tends to work for some guys, but for whatever reason, maybe it's not working for Mark Levin, at least in Toledo. I mean, it must work somewhere for him.
I don't
work in every market.
Indeed. I don't know anything. I don't study these numbers. I would not claim to know anything about these numbers. I don't know is, where I fall on this. But it would seem like you wouldn't want to pitch yourself as what the other guy is. I mean, if you're going to compete, you want to compete in a completely different fashion. Now, Mark Levin seems to me that he's got the whole constitutional lawyer angle, and I listen. I mean, I've listened to his show, and there's times when he's not just going, bat S insane, because for me it's hard to hear that, but I like some of the things that he's got to say on certain issues. There's no doubt about it, but... And I think that Savage is a really great storyteller as long as he's not talking about other, groups of people. He loves to group people.
And hate on them.
That's generally what groups are about. Groups are about who they exclude, right?
Yeah, but I don't think you have to hate other people to be in a group. So there you have it. That's how not to do customer service. And hopefully, I don't know, maybe there's some lesson there. Or maybe it's just entertaining to read what Mark Levin thought was going to be a private email to a program director.
It's funny.
Hey.
It amuses me.
Yeah, here's a hint. This is the internet age, and you don't get to get away with this stuff. You don't just get to write off some rambling, angry screed to someone and expect it's going to disappear into the void. Doesn't work that way anymore. And by the way, I did ask Brian's permission to share these emails on the air, and he said that was fine. So,
you're not breaking any intellectual property laws?
I don't know if intellectual property laws apply to email, but...
Some people will claim it. They'll put it at the bottom of their email. That
right.
All this email...
It's confidential.
All the email on the internet is mine!
Right, 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. By receiving this email, you agree that you will not distribute it anywhere. No.
No, I don't.
Take me to court on that one. We'll see how you do. Hour number three is next. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. Tips to detect creepers and weirdos in the dating scene. It's Free Talk Live. That's...
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Americans are losing their wealth. People are rioting in the streets. For years, the American people have ignored the assaults on our liberty. The book in plain sight, The Disregarded Truth, not only reveals the truths and the deceptive tactics that have caused the decline of our liberty, but also identifies and explains how we, the American people, can restart what was once a free America. It's time to wake up, protect our liberty, and return the government back to its proper role. It's time to know the truth. Order in plain sight, The Disregarded Truth, today at Amazon.com.